You want to just have that concurrent at the conclusion of the selection committee next Thursday?
Correct. Not overlapping, but
absolutely.
And I just had one other topic.
I'd like to see if we can get a date now so that everybody can get their calendars lined up.
Sure, we can do that.
And is it going to be better for you on Saturday or a weekday? Or we're going to spend the whole day together, so is there a better day for those of you who are employed? I don't have a job, so I don't
know. I was going to throw that back to Mr. Merriman and Ms. Yan in terms of getting our candidates here. In your experience, what's going to make it possible for those who are out of town to get here? Is it better to do a weekend or a weekday?
We typically do them on weekdays because that's, you know, comports with everyone's, you know, professional schedules usually, but we will do whatever you want.
So it's a test for them if they really want the job.
There you go. Friday typically works for a lot of people, especially when they're coming in from out of town.
Still winter.
Friday okay for most of the commission people?
The county puts them up at the breakers.
The Motel 6 usually, compatible.
I was Friday okay?
I was going to suggest Friday, April 23rd as a possible date. Gives us time to get our paperwork. If we have to have another interim meeting, we'd have time for that, and that would give the candidates time to clear their calendars as well.
Friday.
And what was our tentative deadline, Mr. Berger, of actually getting someone hired and on board? What was the target date?
It was best efforts for May 1. So you're
We're
reasonably close.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would I guess if I have to make a formal motion that we schedule the interviews, if amenable to the candidates, on April 23rd.
I have a conflict that day.
You do?
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, I think what we may have to do is if we set a date, I'd like to have a 24-hour leeway to check and make sure that I'm still alive.
Is that something that that Ms. Young can pull us on tomorrow? When we're in our offices?
Sure.
Yeah.
Scheduling is fine as long as it's the...
Okay. We get enough time. That's far enough time. That if I have something, maybe I can correct it. So we'll expect to hear from you tomorrow. But 23rd is definitely out for you.
I'm scheduled to be in trial that day.
How about the 30th?
30th is the federal bench bar conference for the judge. But the 29th, if we can do a Thursday, works for me. As does the 22nd. Now, you teach on Thursday?
No.
You don't teach on Thursday?
Thursdays are great. Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays are fine.
22nd? Thursday the 22nd?
Yeah.
Still expected to be in trial.
Okay, he's in trial.
Settle your case.
That's how judges are. They just tell us.
29, or are you not sure?
I'm out of town the 29th. Okay. I'm scheduled to be out of town.
I guess we have to look at Tuesdays then, don't we?
You do Saturday, or is that too much of a strain on the county for overtime?
We can do that.
Saturday works for me.
We can do Saturday.
Which Saturday?
24th.
Right now, that looks good.
Are we into April?
April 24th.
April 24th.
Oh, this is for the interviews.
Yes.
Interviews, yeah.
Fine with me.
Fine by me.
Yes.
Dedicated. Okay, then we'll check with you tomorrow to see how many of us are clear on April 24th, and if somebody else has to.
Does the county buy the donuts on Saturdays?
Sure.
I'm here.
Okay, I just had one other topic. I don't think we need to resolve it today, but if it looks like we're going to have an interim meeting before the interviews, I just thought we should put forward. In my experience in going through these processes, we have a big list of people, and they want us until the point that we tell them they're on the short list, and then we're sort of selling ourselves to them. And so I think we need to be prepared for what kind of questions they're going to ask us about what job they're being interviewed for, what their skill set or what their responsibilities are going to be, things of that nature. So I would ask maybe the staff, as you maybe give us, if you can, some guidance on, in your experience, what sort of questions like that come up in these interviews, and let's be prepared to answer them. We don't want to look foolish to the public that the Palm Beach County Ethics Commission doesn't really know what it does and can't answer those sorts of questions.
I want them to read the ordinance and then tell us without any hires how you would do that job, because that's basically what we're going to ask them to do.
Okay, and maybe if some of you have some specific questions you want to ask them, maybe you can let Mrs. Yin know, and she can send that list of questions in to them, say these are some of the questions you would probably be asked, and it would give them an opportunity.
We typically wouldn't do that. We would let you, what I would recommend that you do is to, we'll collectively develop questions based on suggestions that you might have. And we want to, one of the things that we want to ensure for consistency is that all the candidates get asked the same set of questions.
Sure.
And including a potential written exercise, which, Dr. Fiore, your idea might be something to think about for a written exercise to give them something that they extemporaneously would have to do based on a set of criteria presented before them. So,
in advance?
No, right there on the spot.
Oh, I see. And should we compile our questions or in the manner that you compiled this frequency graph?
I would recommend that when we meet next week to talk about this at the meeting after the selection committee, we can talk about some of these mechanical things on how we're going to do the questions and the process and whatnot.
Okay, next week we're meeting same time, same place?
Mm-hmm.
When will the VISTA facilities be ready?
If I may, sir, I would like to give you a brief update on a couple things.
Okay, I'd love that.
That's one of the things on my list.
How topical.
Amazing. Audrey Wolf has informed me that the space should be ready April 23rd. So maybe we can have the interviews there in your new space. So.
Well, we have it for the...
Well, just make sure the air conditioning's really working.
Oh, it's... Yeah. It's very cold, right. It'll be cold. The next update for you is the subject of training. I think you perhaps may have gotten a letter. Was it from me?
Yes, it was.
Oh, well, amazing.
You were quite eloquent.
Thank you very much.
I did not get one.
Good job, Patty, wherever you are. the training is ongoing for our employees and our advisory board members. The information is out. We're receiving the responses, and so far, so good.
Is that the same thing as on the tape you sent me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
And the last thing is, Joe, give you a brief update on the IG fee.
Mr. Marin, before you...
Yes, sir.
The website is operational. You can take the training online.
Okay. Heather?
Absolutely. Right. Just go to our homepage, and there's a tab, ethics/inspector general, and there's a tab for advisory boards and for employees.
Wonderful.
And we're advisory boards. There's two different categories.
Yes.
Lenny did the training, and he did an outstanding job.
I'll second that.
Yeah. Commissioners, the board approved the PPM to implement the policy, and we have implemented it and begun collecting IG fee off payments. So we've received payments already, and everything's in place and working as planned.
Any estimate as to whether we're going to hit the 180 mark or above or below or...
Well, the IG fee is not funding the $180,000. That's coming from the county. The IG fee would be funding the $750,000 we estimate on an annual basis. Okay. At this point in time, it's a little too early to estimate that out for the rest of the year.
Would any of that be applied to this fiscal year? Or could it?
Certainly. It'll be in its own fund, and to the extent it's not expended, it'll carry forward to the following year.
But that, just to clarify, that's just for the Inspector General, the quarter of a percent, not for the Ethics Commission.
Okay. Now next week we're going to do the Inspector General's thing. And do you want to change this procedure? You have all the applications at home.
Actually,
do you want to do like we did before, like we did this time, or not?
Our lawyers are looking at us, Mr. Chairman. I don't think we should discuss that without our other two members of the selection committee present.
Again, that's a selection committee issue, so we'll get with you.
Can I ask this? Perhaps this is a way to do it. We would ask the staff to communicate to the state attorney and the public defender how we proceeded today so they can be prepared to discuss that next week?
Correct.
We will do that.
Yeah. Now, what are they a part of that selection committee?
Yeah.
Correct. It's a different It's a different body for the purpose of hiring and firing. It's you all plus the two, and it's a different group. So it's has to be noticed a little different.
That's why we can't talk about it if they're not here.
It was a public meeting. They were invited.
I'm interested to know if you got through your list or not of announcements or updates. Did you complete your list?
My list?
Yeah, of updates.
Yes, sir. And if you have any questions about anything else that we may not have covered.
In order to facilitate matters, we're not going to discuss the IG next week.
Oh, we are.
You are.
We are.
Next turn.
But we have to notify.
That's already been noticed.
Right. It has to be noticed as a selection committee meeting, not just an ethics commission meeting, and it's been done. So
the only thing that's
what I'm trying to do now is to smooth out some of the rough spots here, like additions and so forth, so that maybe when we come here, we are at least we're not adding and taking away names and stuff like that. So does somebody have a better suggestion that we learned here today as to how we would like to do this?
I thought it went fine. I mean, I think this interaction is productive. So if others are uncomfortable with it, I'm happy to change it, but I have no problem.
I think our lawyers are uncomfortable with us talking about it.
Then again, what you're talking about is how you're going to proceed as the selection committee. And that is a meeting that's happening next week, not now. So the staff will communicate with you all as staff, will inform the state attorney and the public defender how this went if they don't read about it. And
so are we still going to interview these IG applications for next week?
Absolutely, as the selection committee. So technically you'll put on a different hat.
Well, I'll just advise Ms. Yan that...
Yes.
I may not have a list for you as like I did this week because there's simply so many of them. And
that's why I thought that maybe if we could narrow it down to 10 people that you want and send them in like we did this time and facilitate matters that way. But if not, we'll do it the hard way.
The way it goes.
We'll do it. Yeah. Just like eating elephants, one bite at a time. Anything else? Any other comments from the commission?
My question is, do we need to schedule other meetings on a regular basis other than these two selection meetings?
I think I'd like to get the ED on board before we schedule something and have a staff. Right now, we're at the grace of the county for taking minutes and doing everything we're doing and what she's doing, and can't have a selection committee. We're still in the process of being born.
Frankly, it'd be awfully convenient if we had our executive director before we complete the other process with IG. The IG. And is it practical to try to accelerate that process beyond what we've already scheduled?
Well, what difference does it make if the AD doesn't have anything to do with it?
Well, just in terms of facilitating our efforts.
Collegial.
It might be logistically difficult to do it any quicker than what we have it penciled in right now. That's my only thought, because by the time Leilani contacts the candidates and they make arrangements and coordinating everybody's schedules, you know, it's going to be tough anyway.
And well, one of these meetings, could we ask you to can you handle the stuff of the U.S. Attorney's Office, did you not? Some of the fraud cases?
Sure.
Yeah.
I was on both sides, prosecutor and defense lawyer in some of those cases.
Oh, well.
Not on the same case.
Well, then you know both sides of it. We can maybe use him as a source from the federal attorney's office, but I'd like to hear from somebody from Broward or Miami where they're already using this procedure and see if we can avoid making some of the mistakes they may have made. So if we could work some of those in at some of these meetings for just a half-hour presentation, I think it would be helpful to all of us.
Okay, can I ask a question of the experts? Did someone go down to Miami-Dade and look at their model and see how that was working?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to talk about it? I didn't go, but I know that there was we had one of our meetings, we had the Broward County Inspector General come up and speak to the audit committee for the county?
Broward County Inspector General?
No, that was Broward County. We had him come up and speak to the audit committee. The internal audit committee.
Internal.
Yeah, the internal audit. And we got a lot of information as a result of that meeting about how the Broward County internal auditor, I should have said Inspector General, internal auditor's office worked. A lot of the tasks that we have placed on our Inspector General are actually discharged by the internal auditor in Broward. Our internal auditor here in Palm Beach has a narrower scope of responsibility. Also, the staff spoke to the Dade County Inspector General's office on a number of occasions. We, as the Ethics Initiative, attempted to speak to the Dade County Inspector General, but he would not speak to us. He would only speak to a parallel government type office. So I've never had a conversation with
him. I have personally spoken to the Dade County Inspector General, and my boss, Bob Wiseman, and Denise Neiman physically went down there and spent a better part of a day.
It would be helpful to me if we could speak to these folks, both Broward and Miami-Dade, prior to making the decision on the ED, because if they're sort of, they've done this already, I don't know that, I'd like to know if they've made any mistakes or things they'd like to have done differently, just so we don't make the same mistakes, if that's possible.
Did I hear that one of them lived in Stewart?
It's my understanding that Mr. Mazzella, who is the Inspector General of Dade County, has either lives in Stewart or has a home in Stewart, so I think he passes through Palm Beach County fairly regularly.
See if you could maybe get the Executive Director of Broward to come up and meet with us next week for about 15 or 20 minutes before you...
Broward doesn't have...
No, Broward does not
have an ethics general. Commission.
They have an internal auditor.
Yet.
They're considering that presently.
The legislature is contemplating
the parallel organization. Now, and my follow-up question is, if Broward's parallel organization and the IG or ED or both from Miami-Dade come to speak to us, do we have to notice that meeting?
If you meet as anything, then you have to. Yeah.
What if it's just
individuals happen to do research by visiting one or more?
Call them up and do it.
And go.
Do whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. What if they just come to speak to the organization, and we don't take any action or make any have any discussion?
It's my understanding that if you meet,
is that too close to the line, Mr. Berger?
Yes.
Okay, then we won't do it.
It really is.
Okay.
Well, if it's a public, if we do it at one of our regular meetings, this meeting, 15 minutes before, that's what I was suggesting. Just like you gave us a brief update, and ask him. Let's see if we can ask him to come in maybe next week and talk to us 15 or 20 minutes about some of the problems they had.
I was going to suggest as another possibility would be to perhaps ask the staff to contact them, ask the general question that we'll want to ask, maybe brief us on what they say, and then we'll be prepared to question them when they get here. And just ask them, we're creating this based on your experience. What would you, and maybe you could give us Mr. Berger could give us a 3-minute presentation on what they've said, or distribute something in writing to all of us so that when the person actually shows up, we have a better frame of reference of what to ask them.
Okay. Aren't there informative meetings or meetings that are held for information or something like that are beyond the pale of the Sunshine Law? You have a director, somebody, an expert come in and talk to you?
If you're all sitting in the same room, it's, this person could come and speak at the Forum Club, and you could all be there, and it wouldn't be a violation of the Sunshine Law, provided two or more of you don't start talking about something that is going to come up before your body.
Absolutely.
And, you're all human beings, and as members of the human race, I think people, being who they are, it just happens. It just happens. Yeah. So I would rather not have a meeting like this saying it's not really a meeting of the Ethics Commission and have the man speak, because a conversation will occur. There's just no two ways around it.
Sure.
If there were some general assembly, like I say, that's another story.
I simply say this because, as you say, the basic position is here to make sure that nobody has any beneficial result from the conversation, either financially or through any other sources. And you can't get any beneficial result that's going to benefit us personally by listening to a war story from the ED from Dade County. Benefits me intellectually because I learned something there, but I don't make any money or anything like that on it.
If we can get him to come here for a few minutes beforehand on Thursday, I don't know if you can do that.
We can give it a try.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I'd like to ask him is about, because we will be, even though we're not talking about this, we'll be doing something associated with Inspector Generals at some point. And so it would be helpful to have a view about that.
Well, and I'm sorry, so I understand that we're really talking about two different people. There is a Commission on Ethics in Dade County, which presumably has an executive director and an inspector general. So as this body, I suppose we would be most interested in talking to the executive director of the Commission on Ethics. And perhaps as the other body, we'd be interested in talking to the inspector general, but that'll have to be discussed
in
another place.
We can get either of them in a week's notice. That would be pretty neat.
Okay. Well, that's to my other point, that if we can't, perhaps you could take it upon yourselves to ask them the logical questions and at least give us their initial feedback on that.
Okay. Will do.
In preparation for a possible future meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the organization?
I'd move to adjourn.
Okay. Nice motion. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you all.
Hello, sunshine.
Have fun.
Really I was telling. Yeah. My daughter.
Hey, look at that. Wonderful. Very nice.
Yes.
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 Yes. Are you going to make any money out of it?
I don't know if you There's know no money. It's all pro bono. You know that.
I don't know if you know that.
No.
Wow.
I'm singularly unconnected.
How many are CPAs and related financial professionals?
It's close to 200. I must not lie.
Okay.
But we have offices in Miami, both Orlando, Colorado,
and Bofall, or
I don't know where it is.
Do you have a department?